us back 10 years, 67, good time for the Grassroots. They had just one hit after another. This was their biggest, Does Live For Today, 949, 11 to 10, at WHAS, 81 degrees and clear. Anthony James Donegan. We knew him simply as Lonnie Donegan. He's from Scotland, as you might guess. He was a top British artist with a skiffle group. He's the one that did that, Does Your Chewing Gum Lose Its Flavor in the Bedpost Overnight? Skiffle is the English banjo sound. Anyway, he did, before he did the chewing gum song, he did an old, this goes back a long ways. You asked for it. 1956.
Now this here's a story about the rock on the line.
Rock on the line, you're old tonight, yeah. Rock on the line, he's a mighty good road, he eats your own. Riding got the riding like you're trying to get your sticky, that's fish, not a rock on the line.
That's the Rock Island Line. Lonnie Donegan, 21 years ago. 951 at HAS, and Joe Donovan with the Pointer Sisters. Whatever happened to them? Well, the Pointer Sisters did so well for a while. Fairy Tale was 3 years ago, 9:55 at WHAS. Well, our congratulations again to the three winners of our 1977 Chevettes. Gave away three of them out at our WHAS booth at the Kentucky State Fair. The drawing was earlier this afternoon. And our congratulations to, the winner of the red Chevette, Loretta Walker. The white one goes to William Lyons, and the blue one to Kathy Stevens.
Get close to the cuddly giant.
Rick Nelson. Poor little fool. It's 9:58 at WHAS. A couple of minutes left this hour. Next hour, cruising WIBG in Philadelphia and Joe Niagara. This is Billy Williams and 20 years ago.
I'm gonna sit right down and write myself a letter.
Oh, yeah!
Gonna make believe it came from you.
This is the 50,000-watt clear channel voice of WHAS, Louisville.
10 p.m.
CBS News. More injuries are reported in the LaGrange, Illinois train accident. I'm Lee Thornton reporting on the CBS Radio Network. At least 31 people are now reported injured in that accident, and Jim Bennett of CBS station WBBM in Chicago reports from LaGrange.
The wreck occurred on a trestle spanning the Indiana Beltline tracks, and the trestle crumpled, spilling the Amtrak lead engine to the ground below. There it wound up turned upside down, and William Brown of LaGrange, who'd been about to drive underneath the trestle, helped rescue one of the trainmen. He told me what he saw.
Train going that way looked like it was going fast, and then all of a sudden dropped in a hole, one right after the other.
Do you have any idea why it dropped off? You know what the condition of the track is up there?
I don't know what happened in the track, but it looked just like you take any kind of a toy or something, and all of a sudden it went this way, one right after the other. They just stopped.
A passenger on the Amtrak train, Beverly Blackwood of Chicago, said she'd been told that the Zephyr was an hour late leaving Chicago because of mechanical problems. Jim Bennis for CBS News, LaGrange, Illinois.
The New York Times tonight reports that Budget Director Burt Lance apparently failed to disclose all of his assets and liabilities in a net worth statement he filed with a congressional committee last fall. The Times says assets and liabilities in a partnership Lance formed with his wife were not reported. Now this.
Hello, Monday, it's People Day.
This week, People Magazine looks in on Marty Feldman. Why does the bug-eyed star of Bojess suffer from anxiety? Why do Miss Universe and Miss USA find it lonely at the top? How does a leading psychiatrist explain mass murderers like Son of Sam? Who's baseball's battiest umpire and why is he banned in Baltimore? Where can you find a robot who mixes drinks and walks the dog? Answer this week's People magazine with Marty Feldman and Ann Margaret on the cover.
Take a look at the people in People this week.
There's an outbreak of cholera in Syria. Health officials say 35 persons have been killed by the disease and more than 700 persons are infected. Strict regulations have been imposed on restaurants and public places. Health controls have also been tightened on a number of foodstuffs. Secretary of State Vance meets with President Carter tomorrow for a briefing on Vance's China trip. The president went to Andrews Air Force Base to personally greet Vance when he arrived today. The two talked briefly, and Mr. Carter told reporters that Vance had achieved a major step forward toward normalizing relations with China. CBS News correspondent Bernard Cowell was with Vance on the China trip and offers this assessment.
Just back from Peking, a reporter remembers bits and pieces of dialogue with Chinese officials that somehow describe the state of Sino-American relations. The Vance plane had just landed in Peking. It was last Monday, and the reporter was driving into town with his Chinese escort. Maybe, said the reporter, jokingly, maybe tonight's opening report should talk about Chinese-American relations collapsing. The Chinese escort shook his head. So, the reporter said, how about Chinese-American relations blossoming? The escort half shook his head this time, saying, there must be some word in between. Now, with Secretary Vance home from China, that ad-lib analysis by the Chinese escort still stands. There must be some word between collapsing and blossoming to characterize Sino-American relations. The link is negatively affected by the deadlock on Taiwan, but it is positively nourished by the two countries' mutual concern about growing Soviet military power. Indeed, the Vance trip to Peking produced more positive than negative fallout for U.S.-China relations. Bernard Kalb, CBS News, Washington.
Officials at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena say the launch of Voyager 1, scheduled for September 3rd, may be delayed for several days. They are working to try to avoid a repeat of the problems with Voyager 2. More in a moment.
This is Howard Cosell. Articulate as I am about other matters, like most people, I don't know about CB radio. So, for everyone, I question General Electric. Their answers manifest indisputable evidence that GE is expert in CB. Listen to the words of John Casey, GE CB product planner.
John, has GE CB any features I won't find on every brand?
You bet, Howard. Many units have an antenna warning indicator that tells if you're transmitting enough power.
Several linebackers of my acquaintance could use that.
It also tells if your antenna's hooked up properly, and then there's our channel priority feature that monitors any channel you select, and our switchable automatic noise limiter.
Some might say I'd benefit from that. But seriously, John, that's some list.
Special features, another reason to buy GE CB. This is Howard Cosell saying GE, the name to buy in CB.
An Atlanta farmers cooperative called Gold Kist Incorporated has agreed to manage the Carter family's peanut business. A spokesman for the Carters said the cooperative would take over management of the business immediately. Chip Carter, who recently left the White House to return to Plains, will be on the payroll at an undisclosed salary. The peanut business is owned by President Carter, his mother Lillian, and his brother Billy. Billy Carter recently resigned as manager, effective September 1st. I'm Lee Thornton, CBS News.
Both of today's busing marches are now history, and both came off without hitches. This is Jan Thomas with WHAS Continuing News at 10:06. 200 people marched from the outer loop at Preston to Southern High School tonight. Anti-busing leader Bob DePrez told them they were winning the war against busing.
The organizational efforts are underway in several major cities that are going to be busing hotspots this year. Nobody can find in Jefferson County, in Boston, Massachusetts, or anywhere else, any pro-bussers who want to take on the National Association for Neighborhood Schools and say that busing is working or busing is good for children.
DePrez says the anti-busing movement is gaining in Congress. He says they'll continue to work for a constitutional amendment against it. The Kentucky League for Public Awareness garnered about 150 or 200 marchers earlier today. President Norman Davis says a lot of people had to work or they would have been out for the demonstration. The citizens group known as BEST, Better Education Starts Today, says they'll begin formal interviews with school board candidates shortly. The group will come out with a slate of four candidates sometime next month.
Jefferson County teachers say they'll ask for a federal mediator next Monday. President Jerry Miller says they're at an impasse on money, fringe benefits, and extra duty schedule. The school board's negotiator, Claude Purvis, says they'll try and talk the teachers out of the mediator. Purvis says if they gave the teachers what they wanted in salary, they wouldn't be able to give other employees a raise. The board is offering 6.6%, while the teachers started out asking 14%. Floyd County teachers and the school board are at a stalemate on money. The board is offering 3.2%, according to teachers. Teachers like 5%. They'll meet next Tuesday to decide where to go on the matter. And a 75-year-old Louisville woman, L.M. Scheffner, was killed in 300 block of Browns Lane in St. Matthews. Police say the woman lost control of her car and hit a tree head-on. No showers on the WHAS National Weather Service radar scan. Our forecast, cloudy with a chance of showers tonight. The overnight low around 75. More of the same tomorrow, the high around 88. In Lexington, 78. In Louisville, 80. I'm Jan Thomas.
W-H-A-S.
Tom Jones, 7 years ago, WHAS at 10:11. This is My Love from Ted Clark. 80 degrees clear in Louisville.
My love is warmer than the warmest sunshine, softer than a sigh. My love is deeper than the deepest ocean, wider than the sky. My love is brighter than the brightest star that shines every night above. And there is nothing in this world that
That's Pet Clark and My Love. 10:14 at WHAS. Joe Donovan along with you for the ride tonight, or as you visit with friends, or sit around pool table or card table, whatever it may be on this Saturday night. Last Saturday in the month of August, and oh, a lot of people out celebrating, or one last, whatever you want to call it, here before school gets underway again. Of course, school has been going up in Indiana for a while now, but it starts here on Tuesdays, you know, so getting into the, well, not officially fall, but I think most people consider it fall, and the youngsters get back to school again. Our request line is open, 585-2385. Get some songs on for a week from tonight. You call them in tonight, and we'll play them next Saturday. It was not too long ago that the Osmonds, was Donnie or Marie Osmond, one or the other, recorded this song. The original goes back to 1959, though, and Tommy Edwards.
There was a girl, there was a boy. If they had met, they might have found a world of joy. But you are on the morning side of a mountain, and I am on the twilight side of the hill.
Well, that was in 1959. He originally made that a hit back in 1950. The morning side of the mountain is from Tommy Edwards, who died 80 degrees. Clark, Louisville. He's clear, in the, by the way. And, what can I tell you? It's All in the Game was perhaps his biggest song. And then at age 47, he died in Henrico County, Virginia, back in 1969. Well, we're 10:17. You're with Joe Donovan. This is the Saturday Night Revival, music of the 50s and the 60s, and some of the 70s coming up. Day's night, and the Beatles may be on the sea in the month of August. Last Saturday, a lot of PR is showing nothing over Kentuckiana. Clear skies tonight, no rain showing anywhere. The forecast indicates some, though. Good chance of rain tomorrow. Not tomorrow so much as tomorrow night. Getting into the fall, but I think not officially for it fall, and as people consider back to school, youngsters get... Request line is open. Showers likely Sunday night and Monday, low in the mid-70s, and a high Monday in the 80s. It looks like I've got to cool off a little. Call them in tonight. It was Saturday. too long ago, jumping to 80% tomorrow night. We're clear in Louisville now. It's 80 degrees, humidity at 79. The wind is southeast at 7 miles per hour. Oh, wow. All right. You ready for this 20 years ago?
Coming to you once again from the beautiful Aragon Ballroom on Lick Pier at the beautiful Santa Monica Beach, California. What a fall, a wonderful. Turn off the bubble machine. Help!
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 He is the master of satire, huh? Yeah, he's one of them anyway. Stan Freberg and Wonderful, Wonderful, parts one and two, all 7 minutes worth of it. That's back in, what, 57, 20 years ago? 1027 at WHAS. Donovan here in our Saturday night revival. Nice to have you along. We're 80 degrees, still hot outside and humid. The only break, you're with Joe Donovan. Well, Donovan, this is the 1017 rain tomorrow. I mean, a real good chance tomorrow night. Congratulations again to the winners of our 1977 Chevettes. Gave away three of them out at the Kentucky State Fair in our fair booth. Loretta Walker, William Lyons, Kathy Stevens were our three winners. Congratulations to you. We had the drawing earlier this afternoon. Been playing quite a lot of Elvis tonight. Let's go back again. 20, I guess it was 20 years ago when he did Kill Me Outcry from Hard Day's Lyons Dead.
When I was a lad,
about 20 years ago again for Elvis, no old chap. More music you asked for a week ago tonight. 1032 WHAS, and on the half hour. We'll check Sports 84 again for you. Headlines tonight. The Associated Press has named Oklahoma the nation's top college football team in its preseason poll. Michigan is ranked second in voting by a nationwide panel of sportscasters and writers. Hale Irwin totes a five-shot advantage into the final round of the Hall of Fame Golf Classic in Pinehurst, North Carolina. He must win tomorrow to qualify for next week's lucrative World Series of Golf. The Detroit Tigers say they'll have an announcement tomorrow on the status of pitcher Mark Fidrich. The Bird has been on the disabled list about 6 weeks with tendonitis of the shoulder. And Jimmy Connors is questionable for tomorrow's quarterfinal round of the U.S. Pro Tennis Championships. Connors, who has pulled a back muscle, says he'll decide in the morning whether to play or not. Headlines in the sports. We'll check it again, get you some scores in about an hour from now. I think they got to hold a record for the most number one song, consecutive number one songs. The Supremes, Diana Ross, I Hear a Symphony. It's 1036, Joe Donovan here. WHAS in our Saturday night revival as we get together here every Saturday from 7 to midnight and play a lot of the 50s and 60s and some of the 70s. Generally the older music, and you don't remember it all, but the idea is to get some things on that you don't hear all the time, and you hear a lot of that. Well, we promised you we'd do some cruising again tonight. We've made this kind of a Saturday night ritual here. Now, usually between 10:30 and 11, we're going to go back, what is it, 1957 tonight, 20 years ago. Certainly appropriate, the music is anyway, if you're, well, if you're celebrating a 20-year class reunion, as most of them are held in August. Let's go back to 1957. Joe Niagara was the man if you were in or near Philadelphia. 20 years ago, you remember this guy. At WIBG, Wibbage Land, Wibbage Radio, Philadelphia, Joe Niagara and the way it sounded 20 years ago.
Spin those records. Here we go. Here comes Niagara. Here comes that Joe. It's right and so right. Radio 99. Niagara calls with music. Talks with you. The latest, the greatest.
carpenter too. So here comes Niagara, and here we go.
Hello, this is Joe Niagara. For the next 5 hours, you'll hear hit records on WIBG. From now to 12 midnight, Niagara calls. I put down a wailing pound of sound.
In those records, let's go, Joe. Here goes Niagara for another show.
If you're ready, this rockin' bird will fly.
Good night, sweetheart. Good night is the Spaniels, and that's Joe Niagara and the way it was at Wibbage Land. WIBG in Philadelphia back in 1957. If you were in high school and a senior then, I'll bet you had a chopped and lowered 49 Ford, maybe, huh? With some of those knitted dice hanging from the rearview mirror, right? Well, maybe. 3 minutes to 11. WHAS Donovan here in our Saturday night revival. We go back how far? 10 years for the Everly Brothers. This is Bowling Green. Song. Now, that was their last substantial hit, really. That's Bowling Green, 10 years ago for the Everly Brothers. Well, the request line is open here, 585-2385. It's area 502 if you're out of state. Taking down some songs to play back on our show 1 week from tonight.
Hear what's happening, when it's happening. Another Heritage Weekend. Exclusive live-action mic reports from the Belvedere. This weekend on WHAS, Louisville.
It's clear in Louisville. Temperature is 80 degrees. It's 11 o'clock.
CBS News, continued troubles with a Voyager in space have forced postponement of the launch of a second ship. I'm Richard Roth reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Scientists at the Jet Propulsion Lab in Pasadena, California say the launch of a second Voyager spacecraft will be moved back to around Labor Day. It had been scheduled to lift off next Thursday and race its sister ship toward Jupiter and Saturn. But the Voyager already in space still refuses to extend a boom all the way. The boom carries photographic equipment and won't lock into position. Despite that problem, Don Bain at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory remains optimistic about the mission.
I think everything is getting in control, and I think we're well on our way. The spacecraft is on a beautiful trajectory for Jupiter and for Saturn, and now things are getting to shake down and settle down, and we're going to get on with the business at hand.
Space Lab spokesman Don Bain. A one-time federal prosecutor has apparently won a Louisiana special election called to fill the congressional seat vacated by Richard Tonry, imprisoned for vote fraud. Robert Livingston would be the first Republican elected to Congress from his Louisiana district in more than 100 years. More CBS News after this.
Here's Artie Johnson as Professor Abalone.
Okay, kids, it's time for school again. Now, suppose you're out fishing in a boat and you fall overboard. What is the first thing you do?
Get wet.
That's very good. But what's the rule I taught you about PFDs? You remember what a PFD is. Joey, how do you make a kid float?
With 2 scoops of ice cream and a lot of root beer.
No, dum-dum. You put him in a PFD, a personal flotation device, such as a life jacket. You should always wear one when you're out in a boat. And if someone falls in who isn't wearing one, you throw him a flotation cushion or a lifesaver, which are also PFDs. Hey, how do you help a rodent that falls in the river?
Mouth-to-mouth.
You've been doing your homework, haven't you? Okay, just remember to wear your PFDs, and if you accidentally fall in, you float, even without root beer.
This has been a public service announcement from the United States Coast Guard.
The New York Times reports tonight that Budget Director Burt Lantz may not have disclosed all his assets in a net worth statement he filed with the Congress last fall. The Times says Lantz didn't list assets and liabilities from a partnership formed with his wife, even though the partnership had borrowed over $1 million. The newspaper also says Lantz has not yet turned over full control of his financial affairs to a trustee, as required by administration guidelines. Through a spokesman, Lance said that he feels he has fully disclosed his finances in line with both administration guidelines and Senate requirements. Labor Secretary Ray Marshall has called on the United Farm Workers to stop opposing the administration's amnesty plan for illegal aliens. The plan would require aliens to register, and those who've lived in the country 5 years or more would be granted amnesty. The farm workers complains it doesn't provide them with any guarantees, but at a farm workers convention in Fresno, California, Marshall urged them to reconsider.
One of the most important aspects of the problem from my perspective is the fact of illegality. That is, the fact that you have people who do not have the basic protection of our laws. And it seems to me that we have to extend that protection to all workers. Many of our basic protective laws will not be very effective.
Marshall also told the convention he supports extension of the National Labor Relations Act to cover the United Farm Workers, and that won praise from Farm Workers President Cesar Chavez.
We are very happy to hear that you want to work with the farm workers, and particularly and especially in that legislation that will affect them very directly, because this has never happened before in the history of our country.
At least 30 people were injured in the collision of a freight train and a passenger train west of Chicago. The collision occurred when the freight train derailed and the passenger train ran into it. The passenger train was the California-bound San Francisco Zephyr. All but three of the injured were treated at a hospital and released. Now this.
Jimmy Connors tries for his second U.S. Open win. Billie Jean King returns to the singles matches this year in the 1977 U.S. Open Tennis Championship starting August 31st in Forest Hills. I'm Ed Ingalls for CBS Radio Sports, and I'll be at the courts every day to bring you special reports in all CBS Radio Sports broadcasts, plus additional live coverage both weekends.